This is a special day for the Warren County Radio Bible School because this is class session number 1,000. That means 1,015-minute classes have been aired over this radio. And if you have been a student in this class for very long, you will have increased your Bible knowledge because that is what we are studying. And I want to take this day and kind of celebrate this little watershed event of 1,000 classes. You know, that's 250 hours of instruction. You take 15,000, divide that by 4, well, that is, that'd be 15,000 minutes that this class has been aired over the radio. It's brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. And I want to explain something to you about that congregation that meets in that meeting house there at Rock Cliff. The saints have been gathering there to meet on Sunday mornings now for over 100 years. But what they are doing there doesn't go back 100 years. It goes back about 2,000 years. You see, we read about churches of Christ in the New Testament. In Romans chapter 16:16, Paul said, "The churches of Christ salute you." And when we go and read the New Testament, the church is such a wonderful thing. Jesus had said, "I will build my church." And that church that was built by Jesus was not a denomination. Denominations came later. Denominations came as men began to change and deviate from the teachings of Christ and His apostles and begin to go their own way, and all would not go the way that the men said that they wanted to go. And they would try to remain with the Lord, but some would. And those who left the Lord's way for man's way organized themselves into a denomination. And one after another, different denominations have distinguished themselves from the church that Jesus said He would build as either an alternative to it or as some faction of it, and organized themselves into the denomination and have invited people then to be part of their denomination instead of being part of the church that we read about in the New Testament. And that cannot be the correct way to do. Now, we can be part of the New Testament church and never join any denomination. I know we can do that because that's what they did in the New Testament. They heard, believed, and obeyed the gospel of Jesus Christ. Hence, they were baptized into Christ, coming up out of the waters of baptism. God added them to His church. Now, He didn't add them to a faction of His church or to some competition to His church. He added them to His church. And those who were so added to God's church would gather together in local assemblies wherever they were throughout the world, and they would worship Him. And they would worship Him as God directed. Those were independent congregations that answered to no body of men and to no organization of men, but only answered to Christ as their King. And the instructions that they received from Christ their King came to them by way of the Holy Spirit through the Word that was first spoken and then written for them. And anywhere man will say, "I am going to follow God's Word and do what the Bible says, and follow God in the way He has directed," if he will pursue that course, he will decide, "I want to be baptized into Christ." He'll come up out of that water as a Christian. And he can gather together with other Christians who have done this and worship and serve God in His church without ever joining a denomination. That is such a beautiful way to serve God. In fact, it's really the only way. All man's ways are in competition with God's ways. But God's ways are simple. God's ways are beautiful. God's ways are wonderful. if any of you have joined any denomination or is developed by any group of men, regardless of how sincere or well-meaning those men may have been, they have led you astray. And you need to leave all the denominations and factions and divisions of men and come to Christ on His terms and worship Him His way. And so that's what we're trying to do at the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. We gather in that meeting house on the first day of the week, and we try to worship the way that they worshiped in the New Testament. While we take the Lord's Supper on the first day of every week, just as they did. And we do go to God our Father in prayer in the name of Jesus Christ. We speak to ourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. We don't add instruments to our worship, because it is not for man to add things to what God has directed. And particularly when it comes to something so sacred as worship, it's not for man to add what he wants into the worship, but to do what God said to do. And God told us to sing unto Him and to sing His praises. And then we study from God's Word. I'm the preacher at Rock Cliff, and it's my responsibility to get people to open up their Bibles and follow along with me as we see what God has to say to us through His Word. Now, when I get up to preach, I don't preach my opinions, and I definitely do not preach my politics. I know there are political implications to some of the things that God says, but I don't try to emphasize the politics of today. What we're talking about is the kingdom of God, and it so far transcends the evil politics that we see among our politicians today that there's no reason to bring politics into the pulpit. No, I preach the gospel of Jesus Christ as we read from the Bible, and you're encouraged to study the Bible for yourself and see, and not take the word of the preacher, but take the word of God and search the scriptures to see whether those things are so. And then on the first day of the week, we pool our means together. It's a part of our fellowship to take up an offering and to use that money in the proclamation of the gospel and the furtherance of God's kingdom. One of the things we do with that money is to pay for this radio program. We don't ask the world to pay for this. We pay for this. Now, you are invited to be a visitor at any of our services and see for yourself what it is and what results when you go back to the New Testament as your authority for what the church ought to be. And when you are there, there will come a time in our worship service in which we'll pass the plate. But I want you to understand, we're not trying to take your money. We're not passing the plate for our visitors to donate to us, but for those who are part of that congregation so that we can contribute to this, and then you can be a beneficiary of those things. So don't come expecting us to ask for your money. Come and see for yourselves what it's like to go back to the New Testament and restore New Testament Christianity and New Testament worship. And then as we struggle along, we try to live lives such as God has directed us to live in His Word. And so let me repeat this. I do it every time we meet together. The Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. All are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. Now, some of you in this listening area receive in your mail from time to time a publication called House to House, Heart to Heart. And that is another thing that we do at Rock Cliff. We send this out, and we do it because of the articles that are in there are so relevant, and they're based on what the Bible teaches. You'll find things to fill out. There'll be questions in there. But as you receive this publication, if at any time you have any question about anything written in there or any question over what goes on this radio program, you're free to ask those questions. I will receive them, and I will see if I can find Bible answer. And if there's something that is in there in error, we would like to correct it. But if it be the truth, we're going to defend it and proclaim it. Now, you can use that, and if you find something of value in that publication, house to house, heart to heart, I encourage you to pass it on to someone else that could also benefit from that. In fact, you might take it to your preacher or your Sunday school teacher and ask them to read it, because they may learn something from the Bible from that that they may not learn any other way. And so that's another thing that we do at Rock Cliff, to try to keep God's Word spread throughout our area of the county. Now, another thing we do on this radio program, I try to take us back to old Sunday school lessons. Now, we don't read these lessons as authority, but there were many years ago a preacher named E.A. Elam that did a lot of work for the Sunday schools across America and wrote his lessons in little Sunday school books called Elam's Notes. And I really appreciate how he exalted God's Word in these lessons. And these are simple Bible lessons. Now, I read his comments, and I don't always distinguish between Elam's comments and my comments, because I ad-lib in a lot of these as I go through. But I base this radio Bible school on these old copies of Elam's notes. And right now we're looking at Sunday school lessons that he wrote for the year 1926. You know, if you wonder what it was that your grandparents studied when they went to Sunday school, or what it was that your great-grandparents studied in Sunday school, well, this is it. And he wrote these lessons with the intent that teachers in the churches all over the country could take them and read them and consider them and use them to lead people in Bible studies. They have sat on my shelf for a number of years. And I have thought, how can I take advantage of all the work that he did in his day and keep us focused on the Bible as we so do? And this radio program has given us that opportunity. And so we're looking at Sunday school lessons that were written, some of them almost 100 years ago. And I have no apology to make for these lessons being so old, because the Bible is still the same book. And it still teaches the same message. We're in the midst of lessons written by the Sunday schools of August the 8th, 1926, on the giving of manna. And I was reading the text for that. I'm going to complete that today. Exodus chapter 16, verses 31 through 36. It says, "The house of Israel called the name thereof manna. It was like a coriander seed, white, and the taste of it was like wafers made with honey. And Moses said, 'This is the thing which Jehovah commanded. Let an omer full of it be kept throughout your generations, that they may see the bread wherewith I fed you in the wilderness when I brought you forth from the land of Egypt.' And Moses said unto Aaron, 'Take a pot, fill it with an omer full of manna therein, and lay it up before Jehovah to be kept through your generations. As Jehovah commanded Moses, so Aaron laid it up before the testimony to be kept. And the children of Israel did eat manna 40 years, until they came to the land inhabited. They did eat the manna, and they came to the borders of the land of Canaan." Now an omer is the 10th part of an ephah. Come back tomorrow, and we'll continue this Bible class, and we'll study this Sunday school lesson about the giving of manna.